Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin Mem Daled, and we are on Mem Daled. We discussed yesterday the Chet of Achan, and the Gemara is going to continue with this discussion. So we'll pick it up where it says, Chato Yisrael. So when Hashem explains to Yehoshua the reason why the Jewish people were defeated at Ai, he says, Chato Yisrael, the Jewish people sin. So from this, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavdo, Afa Pisha Chato Yisrael Hu. Famous phrase, that even though the person sins, that they still retain their status as a Yisrael. And the Yad Ramah has a beautiful diuk, that we know that the Klal Yisrael is referred to different names, right? Some were called Bnei Yaakov, Bnei Yisrael. Here we're Yisrael, so we still have that very high level. Even though he's a Chayt. Right? This is like the popular saying goes. Even if you have a myrtle that's a bunch of thorns, we still call it a myrtle. Also correlate. It's still called the thing. So this is a halachic discussion. What is the status actually of a Yisroel, a mumer, right? So in Kiddushin and in Gittin, we assume that their Kiddushin is a real Kiddushin, their Gittin is a good get. You require a get from a Mumer. In terms of a Yerusha, the Rambam says that the Mumer is Yorish. There is a Machloikis as that as well. In the area of Stam Yenam, so really, Lichat Chila, the postkin point out that one should try to be Machmir, and not to have him touch wine, it's not the Mavoshal. He's a Mumer, he's a din of a Nochri. There is a discussion that Bir Halacha has about being Mezamin with him, using the Shem Hashem. In the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Baal HaTanya has about in Hilchos Pesach, he discusses, what about selling my Chometz to a Mumer? So he says, "Ein limkoros hachametz lamumer." You can't do this. Masha afal pi shechotu Yisroel who, right? He quotes our Gemara. V'chometzo she'ovr olav a pesach osu behano. So any chometz that he has that you sold to is like a regular. It's the knas, regular knas derabonin of someone who possessed chometz. K'chometzo she'Yisroel v'im ovr mochel lo chemtzo b'dover muat b'bnei shehu makiro v'yadeya bo she'achzivenu lo la'achar pesach shloha yadeya she'chometz yehi osu behano. So if you know he's going to give it back to you, he's going to do this whole trick, but doesn't know that it's an Isser Hanah. So, im yesh hefsed mamon bedover, yesh lehat yelo. Wow. If there's a hefsed mamon, we'd be mekel in this case. Shomer la hamumor, shiachlif es hachometz imenochri al chometz acher. He should switch it out. Oh, al dover acher, oh shimikirenu lenochri vachlifin, oh hamoos mutorim. The Israel commotion is bar besimin. Okay, tough mem gimel. But the Alpi Din, he writes the Baal HaTanya, one should not sell your chametz to a mumer. Rabbi Rosner quoted a tshuva from Rav Moshe about he had a shul president, and the president was Rachman Litzlan, intermarried. So they asked, can you give him like an aliyah? So Rav Moshe says, no, but you could give him a psicha. He could open up the arm, but you can't call him up for the Torah. So, you know, it's a balancing act, because on the one hand, we try to be makarif people. If it's a tinuk shenishbo, that's a whole different set. But here we're talking about people who know what they're rebelling against. They were born up, they were brought up this way, and they're raised this way, and they understand exactly what Hashem is, and Torah, mitzvahs is, and Yiddishkeit is, and they purposely reject it. So then already there's certain halacha guidelines. We don't necessarily say that anything goes in our effort to be makarif then. Okay, back to the Gemara. V'gam ovru es brisi asher tzivisi osam gam lachu min acherim gam gonvu gam kichoshu gam somu bichleihem. So the pasuk continues. They also were over the bris, and they took from the cherim the property. They weren't they stole, right? They took it with their own kalim. Omer Rabbi Eloi mishum Rabbi Yehuda bar mas parto milamid sheover ochan al chamishe chumshe Torah. Really, this tells us that he was over on the five books, the whole Torah. Shneemar chamisho gam, because it was their gam is said over five times. So there's a Yad Ramah who points out that what exactly this means. So he quotes, he says that really there were five different averos mentioned in the five different books of the Torah, right? Even though the Gemara in Shabbos tells us there's really seven books in the Chumash. It's okay, but we call it the Chumash anyway. But out of the five books of the Torah, so it says, what is it? It's in Mila, says the Ramah, Shekesuva B'Sefer Bereishis. So he was, we'll see in the Gemara, is going to talk about that Achan tried to pull back his bris, right? The Chirim, which is mentioned in the end of Parashas Charamim, are in Bechukosai, which is Chumash Vayikra, right? V'avro, that's two. V'avro alma shekos b'sefer ve'elish shemos lo signov, right? So that's a little bit hard to understand at first glance, because lo signov, he's referring here to the Seiras Adibros, right? In Parashas Yisro. But over there, lo signov is not talking about, it's talking about Goniv Nefashos, right? Because the whole discussion that Yerchai Mises in the footnotes to Yad Ramah, number 36, he says, no, maybe the Ramah is learning like the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi learns that this is talking about Gnevis Mammon. So that's what you have to learn to make this whole shtickle work out. Keep going. Yeah, V'hishve Shalmo, okay, so that is Bamidbar. And V'gams al Mekilehem, Avro al Mashkos B'sefer Eile Devarim, al Kelchal al Titein, V'nimsa she'ovr al Chamishe Chumshe Torah. So it comes out, that's how the Yad Ramah learns this line that he was over on everything, alive in all the five Sifrei Torah. V'omer Rabbi Eloi Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. I'm sorry, I read that already. No. The same mindset. For Om Rabbi Eloi Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Masparto, Ochan Moshech Bo Olosohai. He tried to pull back his bris. It says here, the gum Avru es Brisi. He was over on the bris. Ksiv Hosam es Brisi Hefer. That he was Mefer. He violated my bris. So Pshita, the Gemara says, okay. You know, if he's going to be over on all the everything's in the Torah, so of course he would. Why would he do anything to himself or his bris? So ma'ud detema, what was your havamina? Be mitzvah gufei lo pocket. No, for anything on himself, his own body, that already he wouldn't act like in a hefker type of way. So kamash malan, the Gemara tells us, no, even on himself, he was over on that mitzvah as well. Then by Achan, the pasuk says, v'chi also nevola b'Yisrael. He did this. Like a novel, disgusting thing in amongst the Jewish people. Omer be Abba Bar Zavdo Milamit Shbo Ochon Nar Hamarasa. So this teaches that he was Boel a Nar Hamarasa. Ksiv Hocha, it says here in regards to Ochon, ki also Naval, right? He acted in a despicable way. Ksiv Hosan over there in this week's Parsha, it says ki also Naval be Israel, right? By the Nar Hamarasa who was violated. So the same phrase is used, so that makes the connection. So it says Pshita, right? Again, if he's going to be over the entire Torah, so he would do this as well. He'd be boiled in Arham Rasa. No ma'u de tema, no. Kuli hai lo poka nafshe. Again, he wouldn't be with such hefkeris that he would do such a disgusting thing as to violate a woman. So kamash malan, no, he did. So Ravina gives different teretz. Dine kinar hamarasa. No, he actually violated, but he got the punishment of one who would violate the Narham Rasa, which is Skila, right? So what's the Chiddush? Because if you look in the Perek Zion of Yehoshua, Yehoshua says that the person who did this will get Sreifa. So then why did he get the Skila? So they give an answer, maybe what Achan did was on Shabbos, and Shabbos is so holy, that it has the highest type of punishment, according to one opinion, the Machlokes, we'll see later on, but according to one opinion, Skila is the most Chomer, so that's why he did it, because he was over, he was Machal Shabbos also in his actions. Okay. Omer Le Reish Glus Rav Huna. So Reish Glus said Rav Huna, Kesiv Vayikach Yoshua Es Ochan Ben Zerach Ve'es HaKesef Ve'es HaAderes Ve'es Loshen HaZav Ve'es Bona Ve'es Benosa Ve'es Shoro Ve'es Chamoro Ve'es Tzono Ve'es Olo Ve'es Kol HaShelo. So he took, when it describes who it was, he took all these things. He took the gold and the silver, right, and all the animals, his tent, everything he had. Im hu choto, but if Achan was the one who sinned, so he's chayev for the skila, bon venosav mechotu. So what did they do? So I was thinking, you could have just said the answer is like we saw yesterday, that they knew about it, right? Okay. But Amalei, so Rav Huna says back to Reish Glus, l'tameich, right? You're asking Kash on me, Kash can be asked back on you. Im hu choto, okay, if he was in Kol Yisrael, ma choto, what did he did it, but what did all of Klal Yisrael do wrong? But nevertheless, The pasuk says v'chol Yisrael imo, right? Everybody's with him, right? So Ella, really, it's not the pshat they actually punish lirdoisan, like to teach them, to frighten them, to give them mussar. Hachiname kidei lirdoisan. So also, all of the people of Achan were given a mussar. The Maharsha learns laharosan, right? To show them. That's the girsa that the Maharsha has on the Gemara. Rabbi Razin also pointed out that Achan was the one who wrote the second paragraph that we say in Aleinu, right? Because how does the second paragraph begin? Al Kain Nekav, right? So Al Kain Nekav is Rosh Tevis for Ayin. Chaf Nun is a remez, right? I guess that's going with the opinion for the Nusach Ashkenaz. The Sfarim say V Al Kain. I'm not sure exactly how that would work out, but okay. Says the Gemara Vayter. The Yisrfu Osam Be'esh, the Yisklu Osam Ba'avonim. So they burned them with fire and they stoned them with a stone. Betarti, two things. So Amravina Haroy Lisrefa Lisrefa, Varoy Liskila Liskila. So that which was Roy, that which you could do the, you know, which was which? For the Srefa things that you're gonna burn, so they burned them. Right? That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Haroi l'sreifa kesef zav ubegodim. So the gold and the silver and the clothing, so that got burned. Then Rashi says, Haroi l'skila hu, meaning going on Achan, shoro v'hem dosov, his shore, his ox, and his all his behemoths, uknas hayalirdos es acherim. This is a special knas that they did, that perhaps was some sort of, you know, extrajudicial punishment that was happening here, that it wasn't working within the normal framework of that. And the Rambam writes, we saw this earlier, that normally if a person who the person is not allowed to confess, we don't believe him. It's a Rambam in Perek Yud Ches that Hilchos Sanhedrin, maybe the guy is like has a death wish, maybe the guy is like a meshugan, or he's more a shchor, he doesn't want to live anymore, so he comes and confesses. So we don't believe him. We spoke out that time that the Meforshim and the Rambam explain, because a person's not the Baal over their body. They don't call the shots. It's Hashem's body. So you can't just end your life if you're not happy with the things are going. So normally we don't. So here, Lechora, that's what happened. Achan came and he confessed, right? Yehoshua was davening. No, please confess. Don't make it look bad that you're being punished unfairly. He says, no, you're right. I did this. But so there, even though he did this, so the Rambam, he's more of a malchus, a special halacha that you could. Punishment in this case, but it's not the normal, not working the normal rubric of a Beis Din. Then the Gemara continues, right? When Achan is confessing, it says, "Ve'ira b'shalol aderes shinra achas toivu umasayim shkolim kesef." I saw with all the shalol, the spoils, I saw this beautiful like coat, and it was 200 shekel of silver. So Rav Amar, what was it? Itzla de milsa. It was a special type of itzla, like a type of wool garment. Shmuel Omer Sarbala Ditzrifa, type of scarf. So in the Steinsaltz, he explains this as alum, and he gives a little interesting background that alum, it's formed when you add water to a potassium aluminum sulfate, right, which is different types of minerals like volcanic rock. And he has a whole thing here where he talks about how it was used for in leather and paint and paper and has a medicinal value. So is this a chosh of a thing? Whatever it was, Rav Shmuel, whatever it was, this is what Achan saw, and this is what he was chomid, and he took it. V'yatz tzikum lifnei Hashem. So they spread them out in front of Hashem. Omer of Nachman bo v'chabotam lifnei hamakom. So Yoshua came and threw them down to the ground. Omer lefan ribon shel olam al eile tehara grubu shel Sanhedrin. Because of these items, the rove, the majority of people, the Sanhedrin, they're going to be killed. D'chsiv, as the pasuk says, Perek Zayin. Vayaku mehem anshe ha'ay ki shloshim v'shisha ish. So I killed like 36 people. V'tanya shloshim v'shishim mamish. It was really 36 people. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. That's Rebbe Yehuda's pshat. Amalo Rebbe Nechemia. He argues v'chi shloshim v'shisha hayu. Was it really 36 people? Halo lo nemar ela ki shloshim v'shishim ish. Like 36 people. Ela ze Yor ben Menashe. This was Yor ben Menashe shako kineged ruba shel Sanhedrin, because he was like, you know, the most important person. He was so weighty, as if like he was the rove, because, right, we know if there's a 71 members on the Sanhedrin, so then he's like 36, he's like rove of them. Omer of Nachman, Omer Rav, my dichsi, what's the pasuk say? Tachanunim yida birosh v'osher ya'ane ozois. So the a poor person will speak softly, but an Osher, the rich one, will speak with Ozus, with you know, brazenness. So who is this going on? The pasuk in Mishle, Perek Yud Ches. So he says, Tachanunim Yidabirosh Ze Moshe. The one who speaks softly, that's Moshe. V'osher yane ozois, the one who, the rich man who speaks with an ozos ponim, ze Yehoshua. That's Yehoshua. So the Yad Ramah is bothered by this. How could the Gemara even suggest such a thing? It says, he writes, Tachnum yidabirosh ze Moshe Rabbeinu shenasa Yisrael al yodo kama tovos. By Moshe Rabbeinu had many, many miracles. Many things happened for the Klai Yisrael basement. So Moshe was very concerned and worried that maybe that he's using up all of the zechuyos he has. Right, that's why he spoke in the softly. Shnemar, the pasuk says, "Ve'eschonan." Right, I entreated. Right, that's why Moshe spoke softly, because he didn't want to. However, Oshiyan is also a Yeshua. Shedain lo nasu lo nisim harbe. Right, at this point, there hadn't been that many miracles yet that had happened. For Hayodeya ba'atzmo shelo nismamu lo zmatu zuchuyosa v'dayin hayoymed be'oshro. Right, so that's why he still had richness. He hadn't used up spent his merits. Lefikach hayone ozos. V'chas v'shalom shechach mitalmud oymri mal Moshe Rabbeinu shahayu rash keneged Yeshua. It would make very, you know, we had the Gemara to talk about Moshe is like the sun and Yeshua is the moon. So how in the world could Moshe be the poor one and Yeshua is rich? Implies that Yeshua is better. I'm afraid zulasi zeh pirish asi litain es adin. If anybody who says this, you're going to have to give a din of cheshbon on this, why you would speak that way against Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's the way the Yad Ramah learns up the Gemara. Okay, continuing back. My time. What is the reason why that the Yana Ozos is going on Yeshua? Se'ilem, if you're going to say Mishum Dechsiv, V'yatzikum Lifnei Hashem, that, like we just said, he spread everything out, all the spoils. Omer of Nachman, Bo V'chavoton Lifnei Hamakom. But it means that he was using this as part of the argument. Ata Pinchas lo Avid Hachi, didn't Pinchas do the same thing? Dechsiv, V'yamod Pinchas, V'yafale, V'teyatzar Hamagefa. So Pinchas, when the whole mice with the Zimri and Cosby, so he did the same thing that he was Yifalil, right? He was, you know, judging. Omer Rabbi Elozer, Yispalil, Lo Nemar, Ela Vayifalil. Vayispalil, I'm sorry, Lo Nemar. It doesn't say that he davened, it says Vayifalil, he judged them. Melamed Sha'osa Plilos Im Koino. He had a whole, you know, discussion with Hashem. Bo v'chavatan lifnei hamakom amar lefan ribono shalom al eile yiplu esrim v'arba elef miyisrael, because of these two people, right? He, after he had killed them and he throws down the spear that had them both impaled to show everybody what exactly was going on, he says, because of this, 24,000 people are going to die. Dechsiv yu hamesim b'megefa arbaim esrim elef. Right, so what's his name? Pinchas did the same thing. So why is there a fault on Yeshua for acting this? El mehocha. So really, no. It's like, This is how we know that Yehoshua spoke with Ozos Ponim. Lama he'avarto ha'avir es ha'am hazeh es ha'yardin. Why did you have to bring them on the across the Yardin? Moshe nami me'maramah. Moshe also says a very similar thing. Lama he'ros ha'am hazeh. Why did you do ra to this people? El mehocha. So really, it's a different answer. V'lu ho'alnu v'neisha be'evar ha'yardin. No. Halavai, we would have been stayed on the other side, and evar ha'yardin, and not come into. So because of that, that's what the Gemara finds fault with, the way that Yehoshua spoke towards Hashem. V'yomer Hashem al Yehoshua kum loch. Right, Hashem says to Yehoshua, get up. Why are you lying down? So dorish Rabbi Sheila, omer le HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says to him, shelcha kashem yishalahem. What you're doing, Yehoshua, your chait is even worse than the others. Ani amarti, I said, v'haya be'evrochem es hayardein takimu, that when you cross the yardin, you should set up the stones. V'atem richaktem shishimil, and you went 60 mil away from the yardin, and you haven't even done this yet. So Basar de Nafak, after Shela gave the drasha, okim rav amora alei. So Rav set up an amora, like a speaker, like the word amir, to speak it out. V'dorash, he gave over the following drasha. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe abdo, kein tziva Moshe es Yeshua, v'chein os Yeshua lo heisir davar mikol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. And that the pasuk that whatever Hashem commanded Moshe, his Eved, so too, Yeshua did that off, right? It says that Yeshua could not have been faulted for not setting up the Avonim like he was told to, because he did everything that Hashem, that Moshe was told him to do. Now, it's interesting, just in the Pasuk here, it has Moshe Avdo, right? At the very beginning of the Sefer Yoshua, in Perek Aleph, so Moshe there is referred to the as an Eved Hashem. And then the final Perek, in Perek Chavtal, Yehoshua is referred to as an Eved Hashem. So the Radak speaks out that what's Pshat with Eved? Eved means, Masha kon Eved kon Araba. Whatever an Eved does, it's all for the boss. Literally, it's all for the boss. He goes to his master. So just like Moshe acted in such a way, so too Yehoshua acted in such a way. So therefore, Im Kain, if that's Pshat now, Matam Alomer Kumloch, so what does it mean that you have to get up now? Meaning, which shows there was some sort of fault with what Yeshua did. So Amalei, this is what Hashem was saying. Ata Garamta Lehem, you're the one who caused this. Rashi speaks out in Ata Garamta Lehem, Shelohay Lecho Lasor Alehem Bizas Yericho. You shouldn't have prohibited on them to take from Yericho. So Yeshua, that's your fault. Vayisin de ka'amalei boy, ba'ai, right? And this is what Hashem's telling me, I, va'asisa la'ai l'malko kasha asisa l'yericho u'lamalko. You should do it, I, and that, her king, like you did to Yericho, her king, meaning only the haram you should take, right? they should keep it. They should keep it for themselves. The Jewish people should be able to keep it. And Yeshua was in Yericho. He looked. He lifted up his eyes. So he sees this person with him with a sword, and Yeshua asks him, you know, are you with us or are you with them? So he says, no, I'm the defense minister. I'm the Tsar Tzva Hashem. I'm the head of the army. Vayipo Yoshua aponav artza vayishtachu, and Yoshua bows down to him. So the Gemara asks, what happened? How could Yehoshua bow down to this malach? Hechi avi dehachi va'amar Rabbi Yochanan also lo la'adam shitin sham lechaveir b'layla. You're not allowed to give a sham lechem to somebody at night. Chashin and shemeshedu. Maybe this guy is really a demon. Rashi, five lines up from the bottom, says shemeshedu ve'ein motzin shem shemayim al hamazik. So you don't want to say Shalom Aleichem to these types of dangerous creatures. V'shalom Shem Shemayim Hu. Shalom is one of the names of Hashem. It's an interesting discussion in the Poskim whether you're allowed to erase that name, whether you're allowed to utter that name in the bathroom. Some are careful not to, and they say the word like Shalom or Shal. They'll abbreviate it. They won't say Shalom Aleichem in a base kisei. Shnei Mars, the Poskim in Shoftim, Vayikra lo Hashem Shalom. V'kol shekein she'ein mishtachave. You can't bow. If you can't say Shalom Aleichem, you certainly can't bow down to him. The dome. It's like you're bowing down to a demon itself. So you can't do this. So it's interesting. There is a very popular misconception, and I heard this word from Rabbi Yitzhak at Shalom. He was quoting, he's not happy. People say, why didn't Mordechai bow down to Haman? Because everyone says, because humans don't bow down to humans. He said, that's not true. You find many times throughout Tanakh that human beings bow down to other humans. Yaakov bowed down to Esav. The brothers bowed down to Yosef. Bowing down to another human being is not worshipping them. Rabbi Yitzhak et Shalom pointed out that it's a sign of respect. And it's almost like I'm dependent upon you to a certain extent. He was speaking with Yosef and the brothers when they were bowing down to him, that we need you to support us. But that's Pshat. There is no Isser per se in bowing down to another human. Now, just on this topic, there is a Kedushas Levi. Rabbi Jonathan Morgenstern pointed this out to me over 15 years ago. And it's in Shoftim, right? Just the last week's Parsha. But first glance, a very, very difficult Kedushas Levi. It's like the second, third piece on the Parsha. It's talking about the prohibition of bowing down to the sun and the moon. It says, Ein Birashi, Asher Tzivisa, Al Avdim, Chen Shiru, Ein Bezekinim, Letal Mihamelech, right? Okay, but I'm talking about Torah when they translate the Torah. V'nir ki matzina b'Torah shehishtachav l'tzadik. You find place the Torah, you bow down to a tzad kigon, Ovadia, Eliyahu, Kit tzadikim yesh lehem Torah Hashem, that the tzadikim have the Torah Hashem, umatzinu, shikor HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yaakov Avinu El. You find that Hashem calls Yaakov Avinu by the name. Rotzu lomer machmes shekim kol haTorah hayi bevchinas El, because he kept the entire Torah. And the way Ramosha Weinberger once explained this Kedushas Levi means that his whole essence, he has no personal agenda whatsoever. In other words, it's not as if the tzaddik is 99% for Hashem, like 1% for himself. The tzaddik gomer is 100% Ratzon Hashem. So that's how they explain this. Again, if it's misunderstood, this could lead to a disaster. But because Shekim kol haTorah hi bechinas el, kimochin kol haTzadikim machmes tzivoy haTorah yesh lehem bechinas zu umuter lehishtachavos lehem. There you are allowed to bow down to them. Aval Hashem is areach asher ein lehem. Right? They don't have this. They don't have the tzivoy haTorah so. Hakadosha also lishtachvos lehem. So therefore, you can't bow down to the sun and moon. But says the Kedushas Levi that you could bow down to a tzaddik. And again, not to take this out of context, but the way Rav Moshe Weinberger explained that it's referring to those tzaddikim who are 100% nullified, complete bittul to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, since then we're talking about bowing down, you have a you have the maisa with Yehoshua. Is kedai to speak that out? Okay, the Gemara continues now. How could Yehoshua greeted this stranger at night? So shiny awesome. The Gemara is over different there. Ka'omer le ani sar tzva Hashem, right? Otabasi. He says, I'm the malach of Hashem. The Duma Meshakri. So maybe he was lying. Maybe the guy's lying. So no, Gemira, we have a tradition, de lo mafki shem shemayim nevatola, that a shade would not say the name of Hashem levatola. So if he writes that, if he says that, so to speak, then we see that clearly he's telling us the truth. Okay, top of Amud Beis, Omer Lei. So then the Malach says to Yehoshua, Emesh, yesterday, bitaltem tomid shobein harbaim. You didn't bring the Korban Talmid yesterday. V'achshav, and now, betaltem Talmud Torah. And now you didn't learn Bittul Torah. So Yehoshua then asks him, right, okay, so I did two things wrong. Al eze mehem bo'oso. So which one are you coming on? Amalei, the Malach says, atabosi, I'm coming now. I mean, I didn't come yesterday when you didn't bring the Korban Talmud. I'm coming now because of Bittul Torah. So miyad, immediately, in other words, when Yehoshua hears that that's what he did wrong, v'yal Yehoshua b'layla hahu, betoch ha'emek. So he went to lodge that night, right? What does it mean? In the Amic, in the valley? Omer B'yochana melamed shalon ba'umka shalhalacha. He learned be'ian that entire night to make up for that. So the Bali Musar point out a very powerful message. I think Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, like certainly from Reb Asher Weiss. What's the context is being said? They're on a battlefield. But nevertheless, even in a battlefield, there is a requirement for Talmud Torah, right? We find 101 terutz in why to Chas v'Shalom have Bittul Torah. And there's the beginning of Megillah has the discussion that we were mevatel Talmud Torah for Kriyas Megillah. So the Rebbein Ephraim asks over there, what does that mean, Bittul Torah? Bittul Torah means when I close the sefer to go watch television. Bittul Torah to stop learning, to go hear the Megillah being read, that's also part of Tanakh. The Chamesh Megillah is also part of Tanakh. He says, no, the Bittul Torah there is not in terms of the quantity, it's the quality. Because when you're learning yourself, you're much more of an active learner. But if someone else is reading the Megillah for you, then you're being, that's a more passive type of learning. So even in a qualitative state, from more intensive learning to a small learning, you're still learning. You're still in the base matters for 2 hours. But if it's a passive style learning, that's also called Bittul Torah. I think Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal has this in the Shmuz as well, I believe. Okay. Comes the Gemara and says, Omer Shmuel bar Unya Mishmei Derav Godol Talmud Torah Yosim Mehakrovas Tamidin. Learning is better than bringing the Korban Talmud, Shnemar, Ota Ba'asi, because when Yehoshua asked, why did you come? What am I being punished for? You're being punished for the Bittul Torah. Amr Le'a Ba'il Ravdimi, Hai Krob Marov B'mai Mukmi Suhule. How in the Eretz Yisrael do you explain the following? Al Teitzi L'Riv, Maher Pen Ma Tase Ba'achrisa. Don't quickly get into an argument, because in the end, Bahachlim Oscha Reacha, right? You're going to be embarrassed, like your friend. Rivcha riv es reecha v'sod acher lo tagal. You're going to have a debate with your neighbor, and don't reveal the secret of your neighbor. So what's the pshat? So b'shah she'om lo kodesh baruch hu liyecheskel, leich emo lehem liyisrael avich emo hamori ve'imech chitis. When Hashem tells Yechezkel in Perek Tezayin, I want you to go say that your father was an Emori and your mother was a Chiti, right? So Amar Ruach Pasconis Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this Pasconis. So who exactly is Pasconis? So Rashi says that Pasconis is Gavriel, right? That's the Malach, Gavriel. The Gro and the Megale Mukos say that no, it's a different Malach. It's a Metatron, okay. But Amaluruch Pasconis Lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ribon Sham Im Yavo Abraham V'Sara V'Amdu Lefanecha Ata Omlehem Omachlim Osam. You know, when you say the same thing to Avram and to Sarnim and embarrass them, Rivcha Riv Esreacha V'Sod Achia Lo Tegal. You're not supposed to get into a riv, into an argument with your neighbor. You're not supposed to reveal secrets, right? So Mi Isle Rishuso Kule Hai. Does Gavriel really have so much? Koach, is he really able to speak this way to Hashem? Or says Im? Yeah, he is. The Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Shalosh Shemosh Yeslo. So Gavriel really has three names: Piskon, Itmon, Sigron. And the Gor darshins, what exactly is one of all these three names? So Piskon, Sheposeg Devarim Klape Mala. He literally, like, the psak means to divide. So he divides the words, and he can argue with Hashem. Itmon, what's that mean? Sheotim, he covers up or conceals Avanoseim Shal Yisrael, the Averis, the Klai Yisrael do. Sigron, his third name, Kaven Shesoiger, once he's done talking, he closes up shop, he's done arguing, Shuv Ein Poseach, nobody can open it up again, no one can reopen the discussion, he's the closer. V'yaroich Shuacha Lo Butzar. So the puzzle says, if you would have davened before the troubles came. So Amar Rabbi Lozer, La'olam Yakdim Adam Tefila Letzara. A person shall be done before the Tzara comes. She'imale lo hikdim Avraham Tefila Letzara Bein Beis El Vein Ha'ai Lo Nishtayir Mi Sonehem Shal Yisrael Sarid Ufolit. If Avraham hadn't davened in advance what was going to happen, then there wouldn't have been, the Jewish people wouldn't have been around, there wouldn't have been any remainders of them. Reish Lakish Amar Kol Hama'amit Atzmo B'Tefila Milamato. Anybody who is puts a lot of strength, concentration to his davening down here, so he won't have any enemies up above. Rabbi Yochanan Omer La'olam Yevakish Adam Rachmim Shehakol Ma'amtzin Es Kocho Va'ayuhu Lo Tzorim Milamalo. So Rabbi Yochanan says it's a little bit different. A person should daven for Rachmanus, that the, we'll learn the way Rashi says that that all the Malachim should have koach for him. This is a Rashi that, again, I guess this is a controversial daf today. La'ol mivakish on Rachim she hakol mis'amin es kocho, says Rashi, who's going to do this? She es sa'uhu malchi hashores levakish Rachim, that the angels should help him. So you're davening that the angels should help you, right? Shelo yehu lo mistinim milamalo, right? You shouldn't have anybody who's going to be make accusations against them. So this is the source, one of the sources behind those who in fact do recite the Slich of Machnisei Rachamim. There were, some don't say it at all. Again, it's a big discussion. Whether in fact it is proper to daven to a malach or not. I think it's kedai to point out from the Chasam Sofer that he was the Gadol Hador. If he wanted to get rid of this, he could have just said, we're not saying Machnis Yerachim, but he, Bedavka, would daven slower than the Tzibur, so that he would never have time, because it comes up at the end of Slicha, so he would daven slowly, so it would never even come onto it. But you see this sensitivity and a balance, on the one hand, not to say it out of concern that maybe we're not supposed to be davening to Malachim, but on the other hand, if that's the Minhag Yisrael, so maybe there is what to be said. This Rashi in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Dala, is one of the sources that's quoted for this idea of, in fact, yes, davening to a Malach. Okay, minayin shekipelo viduyov. How do we know that when Acham said his vidu, this helped? So Tana Rabbanan, minayin shekipelo viduyov, shenemar v'yom lo Yoshua ma achartonu. right? That why did you bring this trouble for us? So Yacharcha Hashem Hayom Hazeh Ata Ochr V'Iata Ochr L'Olam Habah. So today you're going to be troubled, but in the next world you will not have any trouble. K'siv Nei Zerach Zimri VeEisan VeHeman VeChalkol VeDarda Kulam Chamisha. So when it now Zimri here is Achan that so it says that they all had this. My Kulam Chamisha. Why it means all five? Kulan Chamisha Hein L'Olam Habah. They all got a chelik in Olam Habah, so that's how the Gemara sees. You see the fact that he confessed, he got the chelik. Ksiv Zimri, Ksiv Ochan. So one place he's called Zimri, and another place he's called Ochan. So Rav Shmuel, Chad Omer Ochan Shmo, V'lama Nikra Shmo Zimri. Really, his name was Ochan, he was called Zimri. She'osa Maisa Zimri, that he acted like Zimri, right? Just like Zimri had Gili Arias, so too he did, right? That would be like we saw that he was Bol and Nar Hamarosa. V'chad Amr Zimri Shmo, no, his name was Zimri. V'lama Nikra Shmo Ochan, so why do they call him Ochan? She'ikain Avonoseihem Shel Yisrael, because he was Ikain, he acted like a snake. And he caused the other people to get punished. So just like the Nachash caused the Adam and Chava, so too, this person named Zimri acted like a Nachash, like an Achan, and therefore he caused others to get punished. And then the next part of the Mishnah was im eini yodel his vados. If the person, because he's confused or he's an Am Haaretz, he doesn't know exactly how to confess. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says that again, this is talking about the case where the guy was proclaiming he's innocent. He said, I was framed. Adam Zolman, whatever. I was wrong. I'm innocent of what I'm being killed for. So Lenakos Atzmo, he should exonerate himself. V'inaku Atzmon. So if let him clear himself. Shelo hoitzi laz albate dinim shel v'albinim v'al ha'edim. Right? So why do we tell him not? Because we don't want to make it look like the Beis Din was corrupt, like the Edim were corrupt. So Tana Rabbanan, Maaseh ba'odem echad shiyotzu lehari. There was a person who was about to be taken out to kill, already had the Gemara Din him. Omer, im yesh bi avon zeh, if I'm really guilty of what you say, lo tehe misosi kapara lechol avonosai. So this shouldn't be a kapara for any of my averas. Im ein bi avon zeh, but if I didn't do this aver that I'm being killed for, tehe misosi kapara lechol avonosai. So then, this death should be for all of the averas that I did commit. Ubeiz din v'chol Yisrael menukim, and the Beis Din and all the Jewish people, right, va'edim, lo tehe lehem mechila olam, but they shouldn't have a mechila, they should never be forgiven. U'cheshamu chachamim b'davar, when the chacham heard what this guy said, amru, l'hachazira, they said to bring him back and give him a new trial. Yeah, sure, it's impossible. Shkvar nigzro gezerah, because we've already concluded this. Ella, what should we do? Yeharig, the guy's going to be killed, right? Vehe kolar tole betzaver edim, and if somebody was really wrong, then that will be hung upon the edim. It's pshita. It's obvious. Kol kamine, right? Do we really think that you could just overturn because he's screaming out that he's framed? So lo tzricha deko hadre behu sahade. Now the chiddush was that even if the witnesses themselves went back and they retracted, we still wouldn't do it. Ki hadre behu mai hade. So one second, if they went back already, what does that matter? Once you've already given your testimony, it's one of the rules of Eidus that you're not allowed to retestify. Even if they gave a reason why they would retract, nevertheless, we don't do it. Like the whole story with Baya, who was a tax collector, that they discovered afterwards that the Edom had they'd falsely accused the son of Shimon ben Shetach. It was revenge for his son. He sentenced them to death for there was the kishuf. That's the long Rashi over here. The 40 plus lines goes through the whole maisa. Ayin sham betimsa nachas. Okay, we'll stop at the Mishnah for today.